היום הזה השם אלוקיך מצב לך לעשו את החוקים האלה ואת המשפטים ושם מעלתו ועשיס האויסם בכל לבו ובכל בכל נפשך כל יום זוכתרשי וביניך כחדושים כאילו בואי ביום נצטביס עליהם ולשם זה מצווה כל יום ויום הפרש לעשיס החוקים האלה ואת המשפוטים that's how we have to look at it שמרת ועשיס האויסם כל לבו ובכל נפשך אס השם האמרתו היום. יויס לכל אלוקים ללכס ודרוכב. So תרשי, what's the פשט האמרתו? אין להם עד מוכח במיקרו. You don't find this word elsewhere. ולי נראה שהוא לא שן הפרושה והבדולה. To separate. Like we find, Hivdalti lechom elukei anecha liyus lechol elukim, v'bimiyachid, v'mavdil Hashem liyus lechol elukim, v'hu hefrishcho, v'Hashem hemircho hayoim, hu hefrishcho me'ame oretz liyus lo l'am segula. So Rashi Abyssal a raya for the Loshan Tiferes Kama Yisamru Kol Pali Ovin. The Pali Ovin, the evildoers boast. Yisamru means they boast. How does Amira become a Loshan Hafrosha? Vavdola? Lichoira. What's the difference between Dibur and Amira? So very often I ask people, and they don't know the difference. And then they say, well, Dibur is to speak, and Amira is to say. And then I ask people, what's the difference between speaking and saying? They don't know the difference between that either. Meila, well, if it's a good teretz, you don't know Lashon Kodesh, you don't know English. What's the difference between speaking and saying? So do you speak English or do you say English? Do you speak good morning or do you say good morning? Dainu speaking is the pula haklolis, speech. Amira is the words that you say. Dibur is more kloli. Amira is more proti. Every word is its own word. You said good morning. You didn't say good afternoon. You didn't say good evening. You said good morning. So Amira has a move on of being mavdil or mafrish, of separating, of being specific. When Yisamru kol pali ovin, so they're boasting, they're trying to be mafrish themselves and show their chashivas. They're different than other people. Ramban learns Amira is the Russian roimimus. Given shekibalt aleichem kol ha-toirah b'peirusheo b'diktukeo b'chidusheo הנה גדלתם השם ורממתם אויסוי שהוא לבד אלוכם לאלוקים. לכאורה, it's not חולק on Rashi, it's a המשך of the idea, to be mafish, to be mavdil, to be machshiv, to be meroimim. The pashtus is, in Arabic, I don't know any Arabic, but I know there's an emir, the Emirates. Emir is a shoylet that comes from the same shoyrish in Loshon HaKodesh, being miyuchot, being misroimim. Of the Sifonoi, there's a meridik of pshat here. Keshikibalto lecho, nikonis bibris, bishvua v'holo, העולו. היום הזה השם לקחו מצבך לעשות החוקים האלה ואיס המשפוטים. שמרת ועשיסו את כל דבר מכל נפשך. We're making a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher bo, what's this bris? This, the chayot yisod of the whole parasha. Asher bo, ovdan kol tuv gashmi im ta'avar alov. The bris is we mekabel the klolos, we mekabel the curses, we mekabel, if we're over on the Torah, then there's going to be klolos. We'll lose all our gashmistika brocha. When we did that, by being mekabel this bris, he'emalto ve'roimamto esokel yisbarach bozeh. You've elevated Hashem, she'yoyse nichbod etzlecha, kiyam retzoynoi mikol tuv gashmi. We will mekabel the bris ha'toyrah. We will make kabel klolos for brachos. We will make kabel the teichecha. We will be answering, we're making a statement that Ritzoyin Hashem is more choshev, mitzvahs and being shoymer from averas is more choshev than any dovi gashmi. We're prepared to give up all our hatzlocha gashmis. If Chas V'Shalom were over an Aveira. And Amaisa, the parasha goes weiter. Hemaralta, is Hashem Hemaralta Hayoin, you've been Machshiv Hashem more than the Oilam Agashmi. Liyo is Lechol Elukim. That he will be our Balabos, he's going to be Mashgiach Aleinu. And our whole Hatzlocha will be totally on him. V'laleches bidrochov, lishma chukov, v'mitzvoysov, mishpatov, v'lishmaya bekoiloi. That's the most important thing in our lives. U'mimeil amidok neged midok, v'ashem hemircha yoyim liyoisloi la'am segule, kashidir beloch, o'imeil the Rabbeinu Shalom, will make us the am segule, and be mashgiach aleinu, be meyuchot. And the Ramban says, Me'al all the Umayis Ha'olam. Lishma kol mitzvah yisro. V'lesitcha el yoyin al kol ha'goyim asher osa l'sihilo l'shem l'siforis l'yoyischa am kodesh l'shem l'kecha k'asher dibeh. And then comes an interesting parasha, very shvera parasha. V'yitzav Moshe v'zikne yisro l'sahom le'ima. Shomer es kol ha'mitzvah asher anochi mitzvah eschem hayoyim. Behoyo, b'yoyim asher ta'avru es ha'yarden el ha'oretz, when you cross the Yarden, crossing the Yarden was a ness. By stories, the Yarden in those days was much deeper than the Yarden is today. In Kamu Mekoymos, we're warned if we don't cross the Yarden with the right kavanas, then the Yarden would drown them. Today, the Yarden is not very deep. A few places, a little deep, maybe. It can be a meter, 2 meters deep. It's going to drown 600,000 people, more, 2 million people, with the Noshim and the Taf. But by Yom HaShetavar Yisayar Din Ha'oritz, Hashem Elokecha Noisein Loch, V'akeimu Yisro Lecho Avonim G'doylois, V'sadetom Oysom Basit. And now comes a very shvera parasha. A lot of machlokes in what it's exactly to the details of this parasha. In the pashtus, we see from Yeshua that Yeshua, first of all, was mamid 12 big rocks, 12 big stones in the river Yarden where we crossed. And in Yoshua Shnei, and that was a zecher to the ness of how we crossed. When we crossed over the Yarden, the Oren stood in the middle, and as opposed to Kriyas Yamsov, it had to split into two sides. The Yarden just stopped flowing. So we made it backed up. All the water was flowing down, and it stopped, and then we could cross over. The other part was carried on flowing down to the Yam HaMelech, but it stopped. It was kind of a kilo of dam, and the water just kept on coming and building up and building up, building up. Gemara says different heights, different days, how high it eventually became. So Rashi says, "V'hakimos eloch b'yardein avonim gdoilos v'sadatom oisom basid." Then Rashi learns over here, "Achakach totzi misham acheros v'tivne mehem mizbech b'har evol." Nim says, "Anto oimesh shloishem mine avonim hoyu shtayim." Shemesrei beYarden, Kenegdom beGilgal, uKenegdom beHaEvel. So the Meforshim Muchetzach on this Rashi, because from the Gemara and Soitos, Mashma, there were different stones. Al Kolponim, both in Kloli, what's going on? We had to be Ma'amid, Avonim Gedolos, the place where they crossed, and then take out another 12 Avonim from the Yarden. And you have to write all the Torah, machlokes with it's all the Torah, or just the list of mitzvahs, when you're going over. How are we going to learn the details? It's clear that Klal Yisrael, when they're crossing the Yarden, had to get the message that to come into Eretz Yisrael, be'ovrecha, l'man asher tovei el ha'aretz. No, that one can come into the Oretz. That's how the Ramban learns it. Yoima Shetichtov al Havonim Kaldivri Ator Azois, Baovricho Beyardin, Miyan, Lemaneshe Bosa el Oritz, Ki Bavua Toira Bosa Lishom. We should, it's a Hakara. We're coming to Eretz Yisrael for one thing. We're coming in Bederech Nes, crossing the Yardin Bederech Nes, and we're coming into Eretz Yisrael, Achverak. To be mekayim the Torah. V'hoyo ba'ovrucha misayardein tokimu es avonim o'ele asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom b'har evol v'sadetom oisom basid. And then you take these avonim and you set them up on har evol. Again, exactly, you made a mizbeach, you wrote the Torah, v'chule, v'al kolponim, one thing's klar. You have to put the Torah on har evol. Now, the Hemshech is Mavura. When we came into Eretz Yisrael, it was a whole ceremony of Klolus and Brochus. And that's the next parasha. Eile yam du levarich esay am al ha-grisim mavrachem esay yardin. Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar Yosef Binyamin. Eile yam du ala klola bahar evo. Ruven God Asher Zvulun Dam and Naphtali. Uzo a shvera parsha, we're going into the protein, pirtei protein. The tzorich, what we need to learn today. You have to realize, Har Evol was the Har of Klola. And Har Grisim was the Har of Brocha. And where are we supposed to put these avonim with the Torah? On Har Evol. Yeah. On Har Evol? Shouldn't the Torah go on the Har of the Brocha? On Har Grisim? Well, be a hadvarim. And then, Tivne is Mizbach Hashem Elikecho, Aliso Lov Oilis Hashem Elikecho, Vzavachta Shlomi, Vachalta Shom, Vesobmachta Lifne Hashem Elikecho. Chosavda Lavonim is called Divri Ator, Aso is Ba'er Heitev. What's the Simcha? So the Svona Yalchi Tikoni Simoy Labris Bahar Grisim of Har Evil. This whole maimed of Klolos and Brochus is accompanied with a Meridika Simcha. It's interesting. Pachadika maimed. All the arurim and the brochas. Hey, Baruch Hashem, Arur Hashem. No, it has to be besimcha. Now this whole Indian of Har Evel, the Har Grizim, Be'enzim, it starts, it's mentioned first in Re'eh. In the beginning of Re'eh, the Pasuk says, Re'eh, look, Anoichi noisen lifneichem hayoim, brocha uklal. Rav Shalom is giving to us, lifneichem hayoim, brocha uklal. What's the Re'eh? What are we supposed to see? So the Sfonoi, habita ure'e. You have to look and realize. Shelo ye in yoncha al oifen beinoni kmo shehu aminik beroi. From now on, the anhoga with klal yisoil is not going to be beinoni. Not going to be on average. A hanhoga of teva. Hanhoga of teva, things get a bit better, things get a bit worse. They don't get terrible, they don't get extremely good. Teva, anogis a teva. He omnoms, Dr. Sfonai, anochi noisen lifneichem hayoim brocha klola. I'm giving brocha and klola into your hands. I'm giving it to you. Vehem shnei ksavos. They're the two opposites of the pole. Ki a brocha hi hatslocha yosem in a maspik. You can either have bracha, a tremendous hatzlocha, al tzada yoisetoyv, va'aklolehi ma'oram machseres shelo yusag ha'maspik, u'shneim lifneichem lahasik v'ma shetivcharu. Re'ei, Klal Yisrael, you are now going into a whole different parasha. Your hanhoga now is no longer going to be Bichlal lefi ateva. The old time in the Midbar wasn't lefi ateva, but it was a different hanoga. And now we're going into Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to eat man anymore. We're not going to have lechem in Hashemayim. We can have lechem in Eretz. We're not going to have a be'er. We have Eretz Nachlei Moim. We have rain. Yeah. But the hanoga in Eretz Yisrael is going to be the malim in ateva. Not like in the Midbar with Mon and Be'er. It'll be within Olam Hazeh, but it's not going to be Beteva. It's either going to be Bracha, tremendous Brachas, or it's going to be Klolos. And it's all up to you. Anoichi noisen lifneichem hayoim Bracha uklolo. I'm now giving to you Klal Yisrael, the brachas and klolos into your own hands. And it says, "Va'yaki v'yachah Hashem lekech al oritz asher tabosh shom lirishta v'nosatis habrach al ha'grizim v'es haklol al ha'eva." It's going to be back to our parsha. Ray already tells us we're going to have this whole inyan of bracha v'klol on ha'grizim v'ha'eva. So the Ramban here in Re'e, if the bracha is ha'grizim, then the chayra ha'grizim was in the south. And if the klola was on har'eval, the chayra har'eval was the north. Why? Because it says, mitzofein tiftach ha'ro. So ro comes from tzofein, from the north. And haroid says, Lahachkim Yadrim. And Chachma comes from the south. Two different types of Hanhogas. So Har Evel, the Pashtus is, Har Evel, the Har of Klolu is in the north. And Har Grizim, the Pashtus, was in the south. It was towards the south side. Rabbeinus and Ibershitz, there's a big machloikis about this. Let's go with Rabbeinus and Ibershitz, this is Mahalach. Yonason Ivish, it says, now anybody who knows Eretz Yisrael, the north of Eretz Yisrael is very fruitful. It's very green. Looks very beautiful and rich. And the Negev is very dry. So the Negev is Loshen Noguv, that is dry. And he says, Ha Grizim, it's an interesting Loshen. Goraz, the word Goraz, means to cut, to chop. A garzin. A garzin is an axe. He says, Har Grizim was a mountain of rock, solid rock, and nothing grew on it. It was dry. It was Negev. On the other hand, Har Ebal was very fruitful. It was very green. And then Ochanami meets off in Tipas Achara. But there's another posuk. Mitzofen Zahav Yaosa. The posuk. Mitzofen Zahav Yaosa. Gold comes from Tzofen. Riches come from Tzofen. Haroitze lahachim yadrim. Oba haroitze lahashir. Person wants money. Is Yatspin. Should dump towards the north. In the oil mayid. They put the shulchan, the tzad tzofen. The shulchan was the remez to the shefa bracha, lachme aponim. The shefa bracha. Rotze lahashir yatspin. The shulchan was betzofen. The menorah, the ner, the artoira, the ner mitzvah. Shemen, which is Chochmeh, that was Bedorim. Rotze lahachim yadrim. So what's the pshat? That the klala is on Har Eivol, where it's so fruitful, and the bracha is on Har Grizim, which is very chotuch. Nothing's growing there. Umeidach Gisa, we're being told here to put the Torah on Davka on Har Eivol. We would have put the Torah on Har Grizim. Rotze lahachim yadrim. So the Torah is the makar of the bracha. And lechayer the pshat is, our hanhoge is not lamal, not going to be b'derech hateva. You can look at Har Eivol. It's very fruitful. It's green. It's luscious. But he got to know that on the one hand, it could be mitzofen zav yaosa. From Ha'evil, maybe would come out zahav. But it's also mitzofen tiftach hara. Be'etzem, the shefa of Gashmius, if it's not with Torah, it's going to be Mitzof and Tipos Achara. You want Har Eivol. The Klala should be L'Toivoseinu, that the Klala shouldn't come. That we should get brachas. You have to put the Torah on Har Eivol and realize what Har Eivol is all about. It's not, we don't want the greenness and the Shefa TV that Har Eivol has. We want the bracha that the Torah will bring us. And where will we get the bracha? From Har Grizim, where Bederech HaTeva, nothing's going to grow. But the brachas we're going to get are brachas of the Malam in HaTeva. And because we're going to get brachas of the Malam in HaTeva, it's going to be much greater, says the Sfonai, than could ever be Al Pi Teva. Look at the end of the parasha where we have the brachas. More and more and more. Every single thing is matzliach and meridika oifen. That's the brachas which the Torah is maftiach to us. Rei, you're in a different matzav klali soil now. You have to be misbinding and realize. Hayom, onoichi noisein lifneichem hayom bracha veklala, not teva. Chas v'sholem, The Hemshech of the Parsha, the Klolos. Unbelievable. The Klolos. The Tzoros Shura is at Kedei Kach. Women eating their children. Chodim Mamesh, the Klolos. Also Shema Good Hercha Teva. That's the matzah of the cloud of soil. The bracha is in how greasing be'etzim, because the bracha lemalam in atera. And coming into Eretz Yisrael, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, that's our anoge in Eretz Yisrael. Lemalam she'tove la'aretz asher Hashem melekecha noisein lecha Eretz avas cholav advash noisein b'loshan hoive kol yoyim v'yoyim. The Rabbani Shalom is giving us Eretz Yisrael that it should be Eretz avas cholav advash. We have to come into Eretz Yisrael with that hakora. Chaim al pi Torah, chaim lemalo min ha-teva legamrei. And that is the Indian. Es Hashem emar tahayim. But if we're Mekayim Ritzoinoi, we'll have Kol Tuv Gashmi. But it's all tali on being Mekayim Ritzoin Hashem. We put ourselves into a matzah of being totally, completely, liyos l'chol elukim. Lemaisa, that's the yisod of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is called in Chazal Yom HaZikaron. That's what we call it in the Tefillah. Why is it Yom HaZikaron? Because of the Yisod of Rosh Hashanah. This Yisod. Brachas and Klolos. Mitzvahs and Averis. Kol Shana Veshana, the Rabbeinu Shem is Mechazikaz in that Yidia. That he's the Balabos. And we're totally on him. We say Zichroinus on the Yom HaZikaron. And Zayin the Zichronis and the Shofers are more Iker, the Malchias. Malchias of Binyan Av, Kol Mochim Shei Zichronis, Ye Malchias Imoim, of the Yisod is Zichronis. The Yom Adin, Ala Medina is Bo Ye Omer, Ezel HaCherev, Ezel HaSholem, Ezel HaRav, Ezel HaSoiva. Ubriya is boyi pokeidu. Chaim alamoves. Nusana toikev. Mi yichye, mi omus. And all the pirate, different types of misa and nigzar. Loirak chaim alamoves. Mi yone, mi yosha. Mi is yaso, mi yisholev. Every prat, mi'etarev, every prat of Tovshin Pen, the Pei Zayin. There's no teva by Klal Yisrael. Yom HaZikaron. We saw last week the Zayah HaKadosh says, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? Make a Yom Adin. He doesn't need it. And he doesn't have to be Megale, even if he was doing it, doesn't have to be Megale to us. Why is he Megale to us? Interesting. How is Megale to us? Derech Torah Shebichsav, not Derech Shebichsav. The goyim have no inkling of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Adin. Why? Because Davka Klal Yisrael have to know this. We have to know what the Anhogas Hashem is with us. Ani noisein lifneichem hayoyim. is be'etzim totally in our hands. Yes, the Ribbono Shel Olam is koveya, but koveya al pi what? Al pi our ma'isim. Not only our ma'isim. As we say, al ma'isim, al dibo, al machshava. Alilo is mitzadei gover. Machshava is adam. Everything goes into din, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Alilos mitzadei gover, the Mefarshim says, the half a minute that a person had when he went somewhere. Why was he going there? And maybe he didn't even end up there. Even that, every half a minute, every machshava, every dibur, every maisa. Ashrei mi shelo yishkachecho, ben odom yisamitz boch. If we wouldn't know about Rosh Hashanah, we wouldn't know that that's what's going on. We just carry on with our lives. We wouldn't stop and we wouldn't think. Whatever it is, well, yeah. We mekabel, brochas, klolas. No. Elokim asa sheyiru milefanov. That's what Zohar Kodesh says. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to realize our achrayus in how we live. Elokim asa sheyiru milefanov. That's Rosh Hashanah. When we realize these brachas and klolas, and a malam in ateva, and it's all biyadenu, the Ribbono Shel Olam is koveya. After the parsha of the Avonim, the Torah says, "Vaydabe Moshe v'akonim avim kol Yisrael lemer haskeis u'shma Yisrael hayoyim aseh niyesa le'om la'Hashem elokecho v'shamato b'koy la'Hashem elokecho v'asiso es mitzvoiso es chukov asher anochi mitzavcha hayoyim." What's the lashon haskeis? So Rashi says, "Ketargumai." Was atzeis, to listen. But the Svano says, haskeis, comes out from soiche, to see. The same cheshbon that he said in Re'ei. He says, so the Svano, tzaye b'machshavtecha. Make it seal. Think what we've been told. Think about it. Ushma, haskeis ushma, zokter, v'hisboinein. Make a cheshbon. Think about what you've been told. Onoichi sein lifneichem abrocha v'aklola. Zokte, dehemshe v'shomata b'koil Hashem l'kecho, v'osiso es mitzvoiso v'schukoiso, v'asher anoichi m'savach ha'yom, zokte, keshe tzitzaye ze v'tovin, tishma b'koil b'li sofik. When we live with this, make it seal. When we realize what our matzav is, when we understand, let's take this idea into Rosh Hashanah, then mimela will be mekayim. We'll mekayim tishma b'koyle, b'li sofek. We realize what our life is all about. Torah mitzvahs. Bracha v'klola. This is the parsha which we have to learn before Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says the brachas v'klolos, the parsha of the Teuchecha. Oh, but the whole parsha is this. And the emphasis is even the beginning of the parsha. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring the Bikurim. And what do you say with the Bikurim? The Meridika Amira, Arami Ovedovi. What's Arami Ovidovi? Bikish Loman Lako Sakoil. Ben Semal Piteva, we don't exist, we shouldn't exist. Vayoyud Mitzrayim, and we had all the matzav in Mitzrayim. And how do we ever get out of Mitzrayim? Nisei Nisim, Daven to Hashem Yisbarach, and he took us out from Mitzrayim. And we carry on. It's not only the Haggadah that we say, Bashas the Bikurim. We carry on And he brought us there to soil. And he gave me this field. And again, I'm bringing the payers to Hashem. The Hakara in Bikurim is our matzav is the malamina teva. And the shefa that we have is the malamina teva. Everything we have, trumas, maestras, maestr oni, maestr sheni, maestr rishon. And we have to be medaktik, to be mekayim the mitzvahs properly. And then the Shnas HaRavin, the Shnas HaSheva, with me, Misvada, we taka did it properly. Because life for Klal Yisrael is lamala min ha-teva. Bifrat in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Yoyim HaZikoron. The Maisa, this Yisoid, Haske Sushma, to be misboinen, on Brachas V'Klalus, on mitzvahs and averus, that everything's biyadeinu, is all we say twice a day. In v'hoyim shamaya. Kabbalah soil mitzvahs. V'hoyim shamaya tishmael mitzvahisa asher noichi mitzvah eschem hayoim la'avo es Hashem lekeichu la'ovdei v'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem v'nosati metarotzchem b'ito yore o'malkosh. That's teva. That we should get rain on Tuesday nights and on Friday night when it's not mafria anyone. There'll be a shefa, vosafta de gonecho, vosiroshcho, vyitzarecho. Vosati eise besotcho, livimtecho, vyochalta vesovoto. Shefa, brocha, vochalta vesovoto. Some people, it might be a klola. Rashi says, Oichel kima, and we're nisba. Verse wants to go to one of these restaurants, Chaltav Savatav, Nosati Eisev Livem Techa, steak, meat, Baltic, no. Yeah, Oichel kima, how much do you have to eat? A tiny bit. And you're Savea. I want a fresh. We go to these expensive, whatever they call them, steaky up thing. He brings me a big steak, and I take two bites. Can't eat anymore. What did you come for? Oh, I never. We're living a life of ruchnias. Im shama tishmu. So yisrael alba lovda b'chol avi chol nafshechem. Don't have to waste much time eating. Eat a little bit, a little bite. Svia. Yeah, I need svia, kedei to be mevarech birchas hamazon. Ad kan. We go weiter. And then he shomu lachem. Oh, there's a shefa. You're in a danger. How are you using the shefa? You realize it's all matanas from Hashem? It won't be dangerous. Oh, but if you think now, wow, har evil. Look at this place, Gmaldig, har evil. Where's it coming from? Where's it coming from? This Avodah Zorah, that Avodah Zorah? And what's today's Avodah Zorah? Pasuk says, the Goyim made Kesev Zahav, Maise Yidei Adam. In the old days, the Avodah Zorahs were Kesev Zahav, and today it's Maise Yidei Adam. We ourselves are our own idols. It's all me, it's my chokhma, this and that, Rachman el Yitzlan. Yishom elachem. Sa'antim v'avandim elahim ha'cheirim. Ve'otza es ha'shamayim. Lo yeh motor. Or it's lo yeh zitenes yivulo. Ve'avandim me'heira me'al ha'oretz ha'toiva asher Hashem noisein lachem. Noisin called Rega Varega. Eretz Yisrael is a matana which the Rebbeinu Shem is Kaseidi giving us, and if we don't deserve it, it takes it away. Vabatim Mehera, Golus. And that's Vahayim Shamaya. The same Yisoid. Twice a day, we're Mischazik. By the time we get to Vayim Shemaya, most people are in Oilam Yisrael Yoinim, Tachtoinim, Chveis Nishver. People try, at least, to be Mechavin, the Pasuk Rishon. And that's it. Baruch Shem. Oh, it's very complicated. Pasuk Rishon. By the time you get to Vayim Shemaya, who's thinking of what they're saying? And what are we saying? Let's wake ourselves up. Saying this yesoid. Anoisi noisin nifneichem brocha v'klola. Hayoim, kol yoim b'yoim, yu b'necha k'chadoshim. Noisin lochem. That's Klal Yisrael. We're going to a Rosh Hashanah. But to realize, wake up. And this yesoid, a bracha v'klola in v'hoyim shamaya is be'etzin kabbalas mitzvahs. Exactly what this one who says. Keshe tzayin zeh v'tovin tishma v'koyde b'li sofik. If we'll think about what we're saying in v'hoyim shamaya, that our whole hatzlocha gashmiz toli on our mitzvahs. Nehishom elachem ben hivtel avavchem rachmonu litzlon mimeila Mekabel mitzvahs. We mechazik ourselves and we mekabel mitzvahs. We Yidden have to realize which world we live in. We live in the world of Torah and mitzvahs. And the people never call themselves Orthodox Jews. When they talk about the real world, the real world out there, outside the Beis Medrash. The real world is one big cholem, one big blufferai. The real world is here. The real world is v'hoya im shama tishmu. That's the real world. And that's Rosh Hashanah. That's the Yom HaZikaron. We mentioned last week the remez of Elul, Chodesh Elul. Umol Hashem Elokecho, Es Levavcho ve'es Levav Sarecho. Rosh Tevis Elul, and we saw there the Sfonoi. Mikoach Elul, we can wake up and come to the Emes, not be fooled by the real world. Chodesh Elul HaChone, we realize we don't fall into Rosh Hashanah. And what's Rosh Hashanah all about? Honey. Honey and cake. This is Shana Tov Masuka. How do you get a Shana Tov Masuka? Instead of dipping your challah into salt, dip into honey. Oh, no, it's another minute. You have to have a tapuach with zahav. Then you're okay. That's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron. How do we wake ourselves up when we realize we're going to this matzah of Yom HaZikaron? Now we have to wake up. Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve es levav sarecha lirois es ha'emes of the Sfonoi. That's Milas Halev. The real world is the Arla. Amar Rabbeinu Yoina. Meridik Haftocha, Rabbeinu Yoino says, beginning of the Sefer, Hushanu ala tshuva bekama mekomis betoira, hisbari ki atshuva mekobeles, gam ki yoshev achoyti merov tsaroisov, kol shekenim yoshev meyiras Hashem v'avosoi, shneema batzaluchom tzaucho kol advorim o'eilo b'achris hayomim, v'shavto ad Hashem elokecha v'shomata bekoiloi. Even with all the tzaros, you can do tshuva, and we're chayv to do tshuva. V'yisbaya b'toira, ki yazar Hashem l'ashovim, kasha ein yad tivo maseges. And the Torah is mavtir to us. And if we try, the little bit we make an effort, a mashuhu, then the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be oisel ashovim kasha en yativa masegis. We can reach madregas, which we can't reach with derech hateva. ויחדש בקרבם רוח טהורה להשיג מלס אבוסוי שנאמר ושבת עד השם אלוקיך ושמעת בקולוי ככל אשר אנוכי מצווך היום אל תבונך בכל לבו בכל נפשך ואומר בגופו עניין and the המשך of the parsha it's next week's parsha ומור להשם אס לבבך ואס לבב שריך להשיג אבוסוי אלו if we wake up and we realize parshas kisova is what is telling us Har Abel, Har Grisim, Brocha, Klola, Lifneichem, Hayoim. Elul wakes us up so we realize what we're going for in Rosh Hashanah. Umol Hashem Elokecho es levavcha ve es levav sarecho lahasig avosoi madreges lemala which we can get by derech hateva. That's the koyach that we have. If we'll focus try and wake ourselves up. L'chol ha'poch is the message of Ohayim Shamaya, which is the message of Rosh Hashanah. But realize and be mekabel mitzvahs. K'she tzayir zeh v'tovin, tishma b'koyle v'li sofik. We have that in Soiris. Haskei sushma v'shomato. Elu, the koyach, Rosh Hashanah, when it's done right, the Yom HaZikaron will bring us to Madregis and Yonos Ma'od. And the Chori is Poshet. It's either Brocha or Chas V'Shalom. Brocha in Gashmias, Brocha in Ruchnias, Brocha, Gewaldig. That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. And the Kim also, Sheyiru Milafanov, we should realize the MS in the real world.